時期が迫ってる。次の戦士が選ばれるんだ。鎧の巨人の継承者が。
今の俺にはわかる。お前たちは世界を救おうとした。そうなんだろ
う。うるさい。どうしてお前らは俺を死なせてくれないんだ。
始祖ユミルの出現から今日に至るまで、どれほどの命が巨人に奪われたことでしょう。
しかし近年、その平和思想は淘汰され、始祖の巨人はパラディ島に住むあるものに奪われました。その名はエレン・イエーガー。今ここに宣言します。パラディ島敵勢力へ宣戦布告を。
Hello, you're listening to Talking Spirit Anime Cast. My name is Andrew, and I'm joined here with Chris.
Yo.
Today, we're going to be going through the winter 2021 anime season, doing a quick preview on it. Yes, we're technically a few weeks late on it. It was kind of in our kind of stuck area where we had a gap of shows, and but we figured, you know, besides Attack on Titan that got a really early start, most of these shows are going to be, you know, starting right now, so... By the time you're listening to this, you might have one or two, maybe two episodes of some shows. So you kind of technically still need to know what the actual layout's going to be for this season. And we got to, I guess the benefit is that we don't have any surprise. We shouldn't have any surprises this season, where sometimes we do. And most of the shows that aren't going to happen this season have already dropped off. So it kind of benefits to be doing it right now. So I don't see any problem with it.
Yes, there's a surprise.
Plus, we know what platforms they're all streaming on. That's the other benefit.
Funimation.
To it. Pretty much Funimation down the board. It's like, have we established at this point that Crunchyroll has just completely stopped licensing things because of the acquisition? I mean, I don't understand why there'd be a problem with them still acquiring stuff, because... Okay, let me say it this way. It seems pretty shady that suddenly they're not licensing anything and essentially pushing people off their platform to Funimation. Am I wrong?
No.
I mean, it seems like they're deliberately pushing people off their platform at this point.
It would be better for Funimation to get all the licenses because they can do the dubbing.
Well, that's the goofy thing, is that if Crunchyroll licenses something right now, Funimation's perfectly fine with putting on their platform, too. I don't see what the problem is there, unless they want to go to the, you know, the studios and stuff and say, hey, can we... I guess there's a problem with there and having on multiple platforms. Maybe it's just easier to say we're going to have it on Funimation rather than say, yeah, it's going to be Crunchyroll bot, but it's going to be on Funimation. So, I don't know.
Crunchyroll is now going to be the redhead stepchild.
It's bothersome to me that it's like, what's the point in having a Crunchyroll subscription? And why, if you're going to be doing this, take them all off Crunchyroll and put them all in Funimation. Like, if you're going to do this whole thing, don't make it needed to have a Crunchyroll subscription at this point, because you're not going to have anything there. So what's the point? Because I think there's only like, what, four or five shows that are actually Crunchyroll. Thankfully, there's two that are Sentai. Like. It's a good thing that we do see that there are still some shows being picked up by Sentai. So they're basically what we are right now establishing as being the competition. Because we don't want it just to be Funimation. We want it to be Funimation and somebody else. So that when we do, and technically one of them is one of the ecchi shows, when we do get those ecchi shows, Sentai will at least be there to pick up those ones if Funimation's going to go, ew. So, yeah, as usual, we're going to go through all the shows of the coming season, let you guys know the name of it, the supposed English title that could be changed, of course. Everything here is subject to change. The studio, what kind of genres you're looking at for it, the source material, and some possible interesting people that could be working on it going forward. So it's kind of a nice way for you to see, you know, if there's shows that you may have not even noted that was going to be coming out, and focus on looking for those particular titles. And like I said, if there's something that may not have interested you, if you see who's working on it, you might go, oh, hey, I like that work. I don't think there's really any, I didn't notice any huge surprises this season. I think most of them are pretty much, most of them are returning. Let's be honest. I think like half of these shows are returning shows. So you're going to know if that's something you wanted to watch long before you're listening to this. But, yeah, without further ado, like we should jump into, we'll go through the new shows, and then we'll go into the returning series, look at shorts, and then OVAs and movies and stuff like that. So you ready?
Yep.
Good, good. Starting things off, we have Hori Miya, which synopsis is, do opposites attract? At school, Hori is a social butterfly, but her life at home is anything but perfect. Left to raise her brother, she's facing responsibilities that she's not ready for. Meanwhile, under a brooding facade, Miyamura hides a gentle heart, along with piercings and tattoos. In a chance meeting, they both revealed a side they've never shown. Could this blossom into something new? This is being done by CloverWorks. The genres are comedy, romance, slice of life, and the source is a manga. The director will be Masashi Ishihama, who did From the New World, Garakawa, and Speedgrapher. And series composition by Takayo Yoshioka, who did Elfin Lied, High School DxD, Konohana-katan, Working and Familiar Zero. And this will be on Funimation. So, yeah, I've already seen people chiming in on this one for the first episode, and they sound pretty positive on it, so kind of looking forward to it.
Is this a manga?
Yeah, it's a based off manga.
Is the mangaka?
I did not see anything else from the mangaka that was jumping up at me, so did not write anything down. They do list, let's see, Hagiwara Daisuke is the art, and they list the story as Hero. Never heard of Hero.
Yeah, for some strange reason, the name sounded familiar, but I'm looking at his manga, and I don't see anything that stands out to me.
Yeah, none of those stand out to me. Yeah, CloverWorks has been doing a lot of good work lately, so I am pretty positive with them. Unfortunately, I believe they have several, even including an original they're doing this season. So that does have me worried. They're doing Wonder Egg Priority, which is the original this season, which I'm actually looking forward to a lot. And then they have Promised Neverland's coming back. So that's three shows in one season. And that, I don't know if some of them have been pre-done, because I know a lot of them with the pandemic, not a lot of them. There's some with the pandemic that they're trying to get them done beforehand. So has me worried a little bit, honestly. I like the character designs and stuff. That's good as well. And like I said, I've heard some positive feedback on it. So definitely looking forward to it. All right. Moving on to the next one, we have Mushoku Tensai Isekai Itara Honki Desu. And this one, or Dasu. Is it Dasu? Never heard Dasu. Anyways, Mushoku Tensai Jobless Reincarnation. When a 34-year-old underachiever gets run over by a bus, isekai'd by truck-kun. His story doesn't end there. Reincarnated in a new world as an infant, Rudy will seize every opportunity to live the life he's always wanted. Armed with new friends, some freshly acquired magical abilities, and the courage to do things he's always dreamed of, he's embarking on an epic adventure with all of his past experiences intact. Seems to be a growing trend of the isekai to being reborn. which I kind of prefer. I prefer them kind of being grown up in the situation rather than just being thrown in there and everybody's like, what are those weird clothes you're wearing?
Mm-hmm.
Studio buying the genres are adventure, drama, fantasy. The source is a light novel. And again, this one will be on Funimation for those that are looking to hunt it down.
He even gets a redhead girlfriend.
Yeah. There's a lot of redheads this season. The last show we talked about had a redhead, so... It looks good.
I know you were thinking Shauna. I know you were. She totally looks like a Shauna. She totally looks like Shauna too.
I'm trying to find her in here. I cannot find her in here for some reason. There she is. Okay. Yeah, not really Shauna, but close enough.
No, it's not going to be perfect. No, well, there's never going to be another Shauna. Okay.
We'll work with it. I'm always willing to work with things, so. Yeah, another isekai show. Nothing really hugely standing out besides the redhead, Shauna. But we'll see. Like I said, very much a growing trend right now with the isekai into younger age than their actual age.
I just noticed that it seemed like there was a lot of isekais this season. That was my surprise for this season when you were saying
there was like five.
No real surprises.
There's definitely like five of them this season. I think just five new shows. And then you still have like Slime and stuff that are returning shows.
Mm-hmm.
And the jury's still out that Promised Neverland is not an isekai. Come on.
You could theoretically put it in the category of isekai. I mean, you are leaving one world and going into another world.
Yes,
technically it's an expansion of your world, but it's still going from one into another.
Yeah, that's
another
like calling
world.
Black Hawk Down an isekai. Come on.
I wouldn't put that. I mean, I see where you're going with that, but I'm not going to go with that one.
All right. Next one we have is, I'm guessing that's Skate or Skiffinity. Skiffinity. Do you want to go with Skiffinity or Skate?
No, you can go with Skate.
Okay, they have skateboards on the page, so it's obviously got to be Skate.
I get what they're trying to do there, but yeah, it's stupid.
So edgy, cool. Reki, a high school sophomore and skater, is addicted to S, a highly secret and dangerous downhill skateboarding race that takes place in an abandoned mine. What the hell? The skaters are especially wild about the beefs. Or heated battles that erupt in the races. Reki and Langa, a transfer student returning to Japan after studying abroad, to the mine where... Oh, takes Langa. I don't know why. Anyways. Takes Langa to the abandoned mine where the races are held. Langa, who has no skateboarding experience, finds himself pulled into the world of S. It's just the letter S. I don't know what they're doing with going with there, but... I cannot wait until I see how they pronounce that. Come to the S. This has been done by Studio Bones, which we've known Bones is doing a lot of really incredible stuff, especially animation-wise. So
they started out looking all edgy and stuff, and then all of a sudden it turned into kind of...
Pretty Boys?
Pretty Boys.
Pretty Boys? You got Pretty Boys on this trailer?
Yeah.
Oh, goody. But yeah, it's action sports, source is original.
That's going to drive me nuts. They're going back and forth between edgy and Pretty Boys. No consistency.
I'm actually very much surprised that with a lot of the quote-unquote Pretty Boy shows, they're often trying to go with the more dark look to it. So I don't know if they're just maybe the demographic of Pretty Boy watchers are liking the edgy, dark stuff.
No, it.
Like, Noblesse was actually really violent.
Just following it for a little while, and I understand I am not the demographic for this, so I'm doing it just completely based off of my own personal experience. They, for whatever reason, seem to really enjoy the dominance play. And, I mean, you can gather that just by the whole top and bottom thing. But it just seems to be kind of a
Matador of love. Sorry.
But that's just what I've gathered over the time. I don't know why it, but that's just what it seems to be a thing. And so the more edgy you can get, the better and more dominant play you can be, I guess. Go figure.
I'll leave that to the experts.
Yeah. Like I said, that's not my target. So I enjoy some of the attempts at romance that they do.
Yeah. Speaking of that, for those that were fans of Banana Fish, the director is Hiroko Itsumi, who also did Free as well. So that's a good sign there as well. Good studio, good director. Yeah. Series composition by Ichiro Okochi, who did Kogias, Devilman Crybaby, Enigma, and Planetus. So it's got listed as it's licensed by Aniplex, which we assume is going to be on Funimation, at least. So, yeah, that's a... Not a fan of the Pretty Boy shows, but that's got a lot of really solid stuff behind it. Good studio, good director, good series composition writer, so... That's I'm gonna call it Skate. We'll Skate. So Skate.
No, Skate, the Infinity thing seems to be there, so that's in the PV.
Yeah, the PV said like Skate to the Infinity or something like that.
Or the Infinity or something.
The Infinity, yeah. Next one is one we've been waiting for a long time. I mean, I think this got announced like what, 2 years ago?
Yeah, it seems like it's been forever.
I think it was one of the Crunchyroll Awards. So I think it was the 2019 Crunchyroll Awards at least. So that's about a year. Kumo Desuka Nanika, which is So I'm a Spider, So What? The synopsis is, I, the protagonist, was just an ordinary high school girl, but suddenly I was reincarnated as a spider monster. Sliver monster. Maybe I just had slime in my head. Spider monster in a fantasy world. Not only that, but I awakened in a dungeon filled with ferocious monsters. Armed with only my human knowledge and my overwhelming positivity, I'm forced to use spiderwebs and traps to defeat far stronger monsters just to stay alive. So begins the labyrinth survival story of a girl with incredible mental strength living as one of the lowest ranked beasts. Sounds very familiar. Studio is Milipinzi and Exa. The genres are adventure, comedy, fantasy. The source is a light novel. And the director is Shin Itakaki, who did Bento, the new Berserk series, Copcraft, and TQ. And this will be going for 24 episodes, and it's already been licensed by Crunchyroll. Of course, like I said, they established that, like, over a year ago. So, yeah. I don't know.
I can't wait. I already seen it pop up on my list, and I've been dying to go and watch it.
We got to finish the current season. Finish fall.
It's driving me nuts. There's that and another one that popped up on my list that I'm like, I've never even heard of that, and I'm so curious about it.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, I started watching ReZero. I ain't going to not watch ReZero.
You cheated.
Yeah, I don't. I am. That's one series that I will not allow spoilers, so I'm going to keep on it.
I have my Roku soundbar and subwoofer, so I'm so excited to start watching some serious shows.
Nice. Yeah, I think the only thing that I'm really kind of, and I was the same way back when they first kind of announced that they picked it up with the Crunchyroll Awards, is I still, and it looks like with the new trailer, they haven't really remedied it. I'm still not a fan of the CGI stuff. It's just not... I mean, it's not the worst looking CGI. They do a really good job of like the kind of cell shaded look to it, but it's like it's still obviously CGI. It's like we cannot animate a spider; we have to use CGI to make a spider happen. Apparently, so that'll be my only negative, which honestly is a pretty solid negative because of the fact that I'm certain unless they do a slime thing, she's going to be a spider the whole time. So there's going to be the CGI spider on the screen all the time. And so it's like, why not make it a CGI show at that point? Am
That's
I wrong?
True. No, you're not wrong. She's going to lose her arms. Dadgummit. She might, hopefully she has super healing powers.
Oh, you know, she's going to have super healing powers.
It's such an interesting concept. I'm really curious as to how they're going to handle it. I really am.
Do you think they'll go the slime route?
Well, no, they said that the other 25 classmates are in the story. So I don't know if they're going to have a split story where they're following them kind of, and really they're following her and her experiences there while they're doing other things outside of there. Like she was supposed to be with them, but she didn't end up with them.
Well, so I'm really, really curious. Shows three other that are kind of class based. So I'm not sure if they're gonna.
I'm curious.
Is she gonna turn them into
well.
Spiders, or are there gonna be more spider classmates? Yeah, I didn't know there was an entire class that came there with her. I thought it was just her. So yeah. That is Kumo Deska Nanika or Soma Spider, so what? Like I said, it's been one we're looking forward to. My CGI characters aside, I think I'll probably enjoy it. We'll see, though. We'll see what this isekai has to offer in difference to everything else. Oh. Moving on, we have Kaifuku Jutsushi no Yari Naoshi. Yuki is super snoring right now. Yuki, thank you. You're snoring, girl. Now, this one is redo of healer in a dark world of monsters, adventurers, and mages. Some of the most gifted healers are subjugated to brute force even by the hands of their compatriots. But one mage, Kayal, gains the ability to rewind time, turn the tables, and right all wrongs. This is supposed to be the revenge isekai, right?
I don't know. I think so, but it doesn't quite sound like it, except for the fact that the brute force thing.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like because they're treated very well.
Yeah, it sounds like they're, if I remember right, I was reading something where they were saying that, unless that's another one of the shows, that has the capability of doing the rewind time. Oh, there it is. Gains the ability to rewind time.
Yeah, we were.
So it should be.
I seem to remember us talking about the fact that it being quote unquote this revenge sekai thing is it's kind of pushing this idea that unlike actual MMOs and party system type games, you typically have to baby the healer. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you gotta treat the healer with like utmost respect, otherwise they'll leave and then you're kind of screwed out of your queue, and so everybody's like super babying the healer, even though they don't necessarily need to, because everybody does their part typically in most games. So it feels kind of weird to have this story where the healers are treated like crap, probably because they feel like, oh well, you're just a healer, you don't do anything. So I mean, the PV doesn't look like they're being very nice to a lot of people, so we'll see how dark it gets.
Well, he does look like he's lost his mind, so it should be interesting.
Yeah, they have the derpy face, which I hate the derpy face. Yeah. Studio is TNK. This is the odd part, is this. The Zamas are etchy and fantasy. I don't know if there's any other. I think I got all this.
He's going to mess with the girls, obviously, and it's going to make everybody mad.
And that's it.
He's going to mess with the girls and make everybody mad, and we're going to hear about it.
This is the one that actually got picked up by Sentai Filmworks, so it should be on Crunchyroll or VRV or High Dive.
So hopefully we'll get to actually watch the entire show. Good.
Yes. We will get to watch it unless Sentai gets canceled. I didn't say that. The source is a light novel. The series composition and scripts being done by Kazuyuki Furuyasu, who did Bento, Is the Order Rabbit, Hajime no Ippo, Interspecies Reviewers, Recovery of an MMO Junkie. So, yeah, that's definitely what I'm looking forward to. I hope it doesn't get too... I am Psycho main character and a little off-putting with that whole thing, but we've heard good things about it. I don't know if we've technically heard good things about it, but technically we've heard about it. So we'll see if this new genre, if it is the revenge isekai, ends up being a good subgenre, I guess you can call it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Agree, disagree.
I'm moderately excited about it.
Yeah.
I just hope it doesn't go all the way down the dark path. So
yes, we want to make sure Chris can still watch the shows, so let's not get too dark. Moving on to our next one, we have Jakuchara Tomozaki-kun. This one is bottom tier character Tomozaki. Expert gamer Tomozaki Fumiya doesn't exactly fit in, but he wishes he did. With no hidden rules for success and gameplay that doesn't work in his favor, the real world seems impossible for someone like him. But like any noob, all he really needs are some strategies and seasoned players like Hinami. I don't know why I'm struggling with that name. Hinami. To help him, hopefully with her guidance, Tomozaki will gain the experience he needs. It's done by Studio Project Number 9. Comedy romance is the genre's light novel is a source, and director will be Shinsuke Yanagi, who did Angel 3P and Netoyome. Series composition by Fumihiko Shimo, who did AirTV, Clannad, Golden Time, Kokoro Connect, and New Game. And this one will be on Funimation. Shocker. I guess we could just assume it's going to be on Funimation unless I say otherwise. that'll work better. So yeah, this kind of feels Welcome to NHK-ish, I guess. Would you say it's Welcome to NHK-ish?
It sounds kind of like it. It. I don't know. I'm the concept sounds something similar to My love story.
Oh, didn't watch that one. So,
yeah, you did the one. Oh, where, yeah.
Well, that was technically just a guy that didn't realize the girl liked him.
Yeah, and so
and that went straight into relationship. So,
yeah. So it sounds. I mean, yeah, the whole NHK thing sounds like it could be this as well. So it's kind of a mixture of several different concepts that, so I like the idea of it. And it, what I do really like is the pedigree behind it. You got the guy who's done Air, Clannad, Golden Time, Kokoro Connect. I mean, he himself, he's done really well at a lot of shows.
Yeah.
The director, yeah, I guess. I Angel 3P I really did like. I don't know Natoyame is.
That was the, you thought that was Never Girl Online.
Yeah, that one was okay. So the director is okay, as far as I can tell. So yeah, I'm moderately excited about this one. I do think this has got some potential, and this is one of those kind of caught my eye as we were previewing through the list before we got started, and this one was kind of one that caught my eye as possibly could be a gem. So I've got it on my watch list for sure.
Definitely got all the makings to be a good show if it pulls it off. But that goes back to my whole thing where I'm very harsh on, I guess, the romance shows. I don't really feel that most of the time Japan does romance very well, but I'm open to be surprised. I'm always open to be surprised. So, yep. Moving on with the next one. 2.43 Seiin Koko Danshi Volleyball Bu, our 2.43 Seiin High School Boys Volleyball Team. Oh, this synopsis. High school student Kimichika Hajima moves back to his hometown, Fukui, after causing trouble in Tokyo Junior High School Volleyball Club. There he is reunited with his childhood friend, Yuni Kuroba, who possesses outstanding physical abilities, but in his vulnerable under pressure. Hajima, with his overwhelming passion and talent for volleyball, forms an ace combination with Kuroba. The two enroll at Seiin High School, where they join the volleyball club. Awaiting them is 163 centimeters hot-blooded captain Shinichiro Oda, the talented and sharp-tongued vice-captain, I'm not going to know all these names, and his third-year pair and second-year student, including blah, blah, who is always wearing long sleeves due to his allergy to sunlight. The newborn team breaks its former shell of weakness and becomes Fukui's rising star. This is a certain team's journey to victory, with a series of fascinating rivals standing in their way. Dinabai Studio David Productions, so maybe have some JoJo action, I don't know. Slice of life, sports as genres, sources of novel. Director is Yasuhiro Kimura, who did Three Leads Through Colors, and it will be on Funimation. So
I wonder if they're trying to capture the market of that other volleyball show.
Haikyuu?
Yeah.
The character at the very beginning looks pretty Haikyuu-ish.
Yeah, I know, right? that's exactly what I thought. Is like, that guy looks like he's straight out of the other one.
Yeah, all this stuff looks very Haikyuu-ish. Yeah. I don't know. David Productions is kind of all over the place right now. I'm not sure. Because like they were doing like one show all the time, and then suddenly out of nowhere, they're just kind of jumping all over the place with just different genre, which is fine. I like that idea of a studio breaking out different genres, but
trying to find their thing.
I mean, just based off the PV, it doesn't look like it strikes me as a here's cute boys thing. It looks very much like, I guess it does look like Haikyuu in a sense, where Haikyuu doesn't really feel like a, at least from the few episodes I've watched of it, it doesn't feel very, look at these pretty boys. It looks very much like here's a slice of life story about these boys taking on volleyball. And this one looks very kind of slice of life based on the actual video.
Haikyuu to me comes off more like a shonen.
Yeah.
That just so happens to have kind of pretty boys.
Yeah.
This feels more like a pretty boy show.
Yeah.
And I don't know how to better describe it. I mean, it just, the way the characters come off to me is more like a pretty boy show, but it's still not a pretty boy show.
The style, though, I mean, the style and presentation just feels more like a, I guess more like Battery. It reminds me of Battery.
Yeah, Battery absolutely to me is a pretty boy show.
I don't agree with that on that one. It seemed like a, just very kind of, I don't want to say plain, but it doesn't look like it's got a lot of frill to it, I guess. I don't know.
Well, pretty boy doesn't necessarily mean frill.
Well, any chance I can get to get up in their faces and have them strike poses, I guess, is what I'm looking for.
Yeah, there's just a feel in a difference between a pretty boy show and a pretty girl show, for a lack of a better term. There is a feel
you
difference
mean hentai.
Between the two.
Just say hentai.
Yeah, I guess.
Be hentai. I don't know, though. We'll see. I mean, it comes down to the same thing we always come down to with the sports. If the slice of life out of game elements aren't there, it won't be interesting to me. I don't really care too much about the sport. So we'll see. We'll see if it turns out to be a solid slice of life with sport in it, I guess is what you're usually looking for. Yeah, that's a 2.43 Saiyan High School Boys Volleyball Team. Another sports show. Gah. moving on. Ore dake hararu kakushi dungeon, or the hidden dungeon only I can enter. The hidden dungeon is a place of legends where rare treasures and items are hidden. Noir, the third son of an impoverished family who lost the job, the one job offer he had, was lucky enough to hear about this dungeon. He then acquires a skill that allows him to create, bestow, and edit skills. And in order to use it, he needs to accumulate points by carrying out such tasks as eating delicious meals and doing sexual things with alluring members of the opposite sex. That went downhill quick.
Not according to the PB.
What, the PB went downhill quick?
The PB is just rolling in it.
Oh.
This is obviously etchy. It's all over the Crunchyroll.
It looks like Crunchyroll picked that one up, so we'll see.
Hopefully they'll keep it around.
Studio is Akuruto Noboru. That can't be right. Is that the studio? I've never heard of that one. I think that's a name. I have no clue.
I don't know if you're watching this. They're, like I said, they're just rolling in it.
Studio, yeah, is Akuroto Noboru. I've never heard of that studio. They have done a Neptunia show that was one episode.
Makes sense. Oh, only one show?
It looks like they are doing the next season of How Not to Summon a Demon Lord. Oh, maybe they're working with Tezuka on that one. And they did the one episode Planetarian Snow Globe. So, fairly new studio. So, we'll see how long anything of good visuals happens in this very inappropriate show. Yeah. That one? Yeah, I'm not... That's surprising that anybody picked that one up. I mean, that's the unfortunate thing, is you know it's going to be a censored version or something. But we'll see. Yeah. Don't even bother touching that one if you don't like that stuff. Yeah, even the covers look pretty out there of their light novel. Yeah. We'll see. That just seems like etchy to be the for the sake of being etchy, so I don't know if there'd be anything else there, but we'll see, I guess. Surprisingly, nothing to do with the actual dungeons. It's like, hey, there's a hidden dungeon, and he has an editing skill. He has to do raunchy things with girls. That's it. Oh, yeah. There's a hidden dungeon. We'll get to that later. Don't worry, but don't look at that. Yeah, the hidden dungeon only I can enter. Again, beyond Crunchyroll. So, Ura Sekai Picnic or Other Side Picnic, Moments from Death. Sora wo is saved by a mysterious Toriko in the other side. Attracted to its beauty, she soon discovers that this dimension is inhabited by monsters only once thought imaginary. Joining with Toriko in her search for a missing friend, they set on to explore the nightmare realm and maybe make a little money. What they encounter could bring enlightenment or drive them mad. This one's being done by Studio Leiden Films and Felix Films. The genres are fantasy, mystery, and sci-fi. This source is a light novel, or is a novel, and the director's series composition writer is Takuya Sato, who did Armitage 3, We Cross, and Say I Love You. And this will be on Funimation. kind of reminds me of Princess Principal. No?
Yeah, actually.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just without the space lizard. Was it a space lizard? Space gecko?
Yeah, she was a space lizard or something like that. It was a reference to reptilians.
Yeah.
So she can see the other world when she looks through the door?
The synopsis makes it out that she was pulled over there at the brink of death. So, like, there's two different sides to the world, and this chick gets brought over to the other one. I don't know. I'm pretty interested in it.
Yeah, it seems interesting, that's for sure.
The PV looks really good, so.
Could be fun.
We'll have to see on that one. Any good Seiyu's in it? She's gotta be Saber's voice, otherwise I'm not on board. you got a blonde long haired character, gotta be Saber. Yeah. Put that on my interested list.
Anohana, main girl from Anohana.
Nah. Yeah, Other Side Picnic definitely looks good. PV looks good. I'm not sure, I mean, unless they have some really solid stuff on the other side. I mean, the PV doesn't really want to reveal too much, apparently, so I'll have to wait to see if there's anything. Is it morbid? The key art makes it look like, I don't know, Mononoke. Shroom ghosts. I don't know. We will see. We'll see. Other Side Picnic. Check that one out if that sounds interesting. Moving on. We got Tatoeba Last Dungeon Mai no Mura no Shonen ga Joban no Machi de Kurasu Yona Monogatari. Or suppose a kid from the last dungeon boonies moved to a starter town. The story follows Lloyd, a budding adventurer who just wants to get stronger. His plan? Head to the capital and discover his true power. Even though he grew up being considered a weakling, so Lloyd heads out from his hometown, which interestingly exists directly next to the most dangerous dungeon. He might not even think himself as strong, but he'll soon learn that even more of a difference between him and the starting adventurers. You know, because he grew up next to a deadly dungeon, he's much stronger than he realizes. Is that like...
I absolutely love it.
Got like super strong just because of the, you know, where he grew up?
No, more along the lines of just the trash mob in the last dungeon is going to be stronger than the strongest characters in the starter town. So I love it. I love the concept.
Yeah, it looks this be a solid little kind of comedy type show. Not isekai though. So
that's true.
Do not get that wrong. This is not an isekai. It's a comedy fantasy, apparently. So, yeah. Adventure fantasy is the genre's light novel. And again, they'll be on Funimation. Yeah. I think we talked about this one a few times. Definitely is one that's not like... Yeah, I guess technically that synopsis has a pretty solid kind of, I guess, hook to it, but... Honestly, the PV's not getting me too super excited about it. So, I don't know. Maybe it's the character designs. I guess it's the character designs.
I love the concept. I'm afraid that it's going to get stuck in its joke very quickly. Unless it just tries to go for more of a... more along the lines of a isekai. Or, I'm sorry, Yashike. But it doesn't look like that. It looks too high energy for something like that. So I suspect there's got to be something else involved in there, because I can't imagine that hook lasting for very long.
Just chuck the grasshopper monster.
Yeah.
I guess it's just the character designs aren't really grabbing me. Very different. A lot of them are very different. There's a few in there that look pretty typical, but...
There's a Colosseum in there, so that's another thing to turn off, Andrew.
Oh, no. Straight in a tournament arc.
I just got done finishing Super and GT.
I don't need more tournaments.
I don't know how many more things can go into this trailer to turn off Andrew.
I'll still be checking it out, though, of course. So
I know you're going to check it out. I'm not saying you won't. I'm just saying there's I can see check mark, turn off Andrew, check mark, turn off Andrew, tick mark, tick, turn off Andrew.
The purple hair pigtail girl might be the thing that'll just kind of drag me out of there. We'll see. We'll see. She's not the only one that's interesting looking. But yeah, that's suppose a kid from the last dungeon, Boonies, moved to a starter town.
We even got food porn up in here.
Oh no! Don't say that. No. Kimono Jaihin, or monster incidents, when a series of animal bodies that rot away after a single night begins appearing in a remote mountain village. Inugami, a detective from Tokyo who specializes in the occult, is called to investigate. While working the case, he befriends a strange boy who works in the fields every day instead of going to school, shunned by his peers and nicknamed Dorotabo, after a yokai that lives in the mud. He helps Inugami uncover the truth behind the killings, but supernatural forces are at work, and while Dorotabo is just a nickname, it might not be the only thing about the boy that isn't human. This one is being done by Ajay Do, and the genres are action, supernatural, and the source is a manga to stream on Funimation. Here's another one we've talked about quite a few times when it was being announced for adaptation. I don't know. I'm kind of shrug. Again, still will watch it, but I'm just kind of shrug. I mean, the PV does look good, though. I don't think we had a PV before. Plus, there's a cute girl that's called Kon. I think Kon might actually get me to watch it.
Yeah, Kon is probably about the only thing that's gonna drag me through this show. She looks like she could be cute.
Yeah, there's a girl in it called Kon, and she wears like
I'm assuming
is she supposed to be Kitsune, or is she just trying to dress like a Kitsune?
No, she does have a tail.
Yeah, she does have a tail, and I think so, I think her hair, she does have ears.
I was getting ready to say that Kon looks like she's going to be like the Kitsune character, too. And yeah, so she's probably going to be the one that makes me, drags me through this, if anything.
I don't know. There was one reason why I kept watching Fire Force. And she got turned into the most useless character in the show. I don't know if that's going to be the same thing here, where she's just as useless in this show, and then I'm just going to be dragged along waiting for those moments she does something cool. At least she has like two scenes in the PV where she's kicking butt, so...
Hopefully Silver Hair Girl might do something for us as well, so...
Yeah. We'll see.
Who knows?
I know, the concept, it sounds like it's going to be like a yokai battler shonen type show. That's what
I'm yeah, I get something kind of like your Yatogami show. What's that one called?
Norigami?
Norigami. Where it was a throwaway god who just goes around and nobody else likes him, but he keeps going around doing odd jobs. Something similar to that.
I guess, yeah. I can see that. Yeah. All right, moving on. We have X-Arm. In the year 2014, a high school student who hates machines, Akira Natsumi, wants to change himself for the better and tries to take the first step in doing that. But then he gets run over by a truck. Another truck. There's number two. We have death count number two. I need about like a counter.
Stupid trucks.
Truck. Fast forward to 2030. A police officer named Minami Uezono and her partner, the android Alma, infiltrate the scene of a trade going on in Tokyo Harbor for a unknown weapon named X-Arm. They are then attacked by an enemy armed with the X-Arm, number 8. I think the way it's writing that, it's that it's X-Arm number 8. I don't think it's supposed to be number 8 with X-Arm. Anyways, put in the life or death situation, they decide to activate the X-Arm number 0. Yeah, see, they're each numbered. That they stole from the enemy and... Sorry. Studio is Visual Flight, which I have not been able to find anything on, so I'm guessing they're a new studio.
I guarantee you, you don't want to look at this PV. You don't want to. Don't do it. Don't do it, Andrew.
I think I knew that it was supposed to be full CGI, so if that's what you're talking about.
Don't do it.
I seem to remember them showing this off before, so... It is full CGI, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's not the bad part.
Oh. Genres are action, ecchi, sci-fi. The source is a manga. And it will be on Crunchyroll. So I think this is another one. I think this is the one that they announced alongside Spider, right? I think it was.
I don't know anything about what you're talking about, so.
Oh, my gosh. Eyebrows. Or eyelashes.
I told you not to watch it. I was
this is
like
this is like PS1 CGI cutscenes where whenever somebody talks, they like suddenly stop and then they talk and then they turn and they stop and they talk.
I was super excited about it
I guess there is androids in this world, so they but I don't know if they're all androids. I don't know if they all have to look like androids.
The cover art that you have on the outline, I was excited. And then when I clicked on this, every bit of my desire to watch this show went completely out of the window. Not even a little bit. I mean, I nothing about this.
It reminds me of that, what was that? That YouTube channel that did all the, what was it, Final Fantasy, or was it the other fighting, that fighting game? Yeah. New studio, definitely.
I don't know. That'll be hard to watch. It really will.
It's okay. It's gonna be again.
It's
new
it's
studio. I wish them new studio. Good luck. Definitely keep at it. But I will say I think based on the visuals, I think the only thing that would keep me watching it is if they grab my attention with a good story right off the bat.
It's got to be a solid story.
Because, I mean...
It's got to be a...
I mean, we've gone through several things, like Kimono Friends.
Mm-hmm.
This show looked terrible, but it grabbed me. And... It's got to grab me.
Yeah, it's got to... Yeah, I mean, we're talking really rough action scenes. You can tell. I mean, it's a first timer type group, and that's the thing is, if you can tell it's first time, yeah, that's pretty. It's pretty rough.
Yeah, we'll see though. We'll see. let's move on. Wonder Egg Priority. This is a story of Ai, an introvert girl whose fate is forever changed when she acquires a mysterious Wonder Egg from a deserted arcade. That night, her dreams blend into reality, and as other girls obtain their own Wondering Eggs, Ai discovers new friends and the magic within herself. This is being done by Cloverworks. This is going to be an original series done by them. The director is Shin Wakabayashi. Huh?
Heterochromia.
Okay. The director is Shin Wakabayashi, who directed The Diaries of Our Days, a short for 22/7, and some episodes of Aka 13, Attack on Titan, and Working. And the writer for this one is Shinji Nojima, who have not been able to find him doing anything anime-related. Does have a couple mangas that I'm not really familiar with, but has done a lot of dramas and live-action movies. So, yeah, very interesting. It'll be on Funimation as well, so unfortunate.
This is one we've talked about, isn't it?
Yes. We were talking about how it looked very much like the Anthem of the Heart. Looks very much like Anthem of the Heart.
I am ridiculously excited about this one.
Yeah, this one's probably easily the most interesting of everything that's in the season. And yes, Heterochromia is, in fact, a big super plus for Andrew. There's a possibility that this could be a best girl of the season. Just because of Heterochromia. I'm that simple. Give me Heterochromia, which is, oddly enough, the most rare thing to find in anime, which does not make any sense to me. I would believe that everybody would be a fan of Heterochromia. But yes, it looks gorgeous, too. Cloverwork has been doing a lot of fantastic stuff. Again, I am still kind of worried because they have three shows this season. But... And I'm not too familiar with anything that Shinji Nojima has done. Like I said, he's technically a live action writer, but it looks gorgeous. Great character designs. Possibly a solid drama story there. So
I can absolutely attest to how gorgeous the show looks. I mean, everything about this is a head turner for sure.
It kind of has a little bit of hint that reminds me of 227 for some reason, which doesn't make sense because the director worked on 227's shorts. So, and I heard those shorts are good. I did not get a chance to watch the shorts. We did watch 227, and it was a huge surprise hit from us. Do definitely need to check out the shorts because I've heard a lot of good things about them.
I'm almost want to turn on the sound so I can hear her voice, because if she has the same voice as the main girl from 227, I'm sold. Yeah, just because I already...
Don't say that. Don't say that.
I liked her voice.
I'm not saying I did not like her voice in 227. I'm just saying I didn't like how they... That was more of a directing thing. I don't know why they had her do that.
Yeah,
She's only got two... roles. One is for this character and one is for the character in Idly Pride, which we haven't talked about yet. So she's in two shows this season, and that's it. So she's a newcomer.
Ah, hopefully she'll have a good voice, because she comes off as the main girl from 227, so it's like, yeah, that everything about this is like, and plus the fact that she's got Heterochromia, it's like, are you begging us to watch this show or what?
They're like literally not talking in the PV that we have.
They're not talking?
You're like picking up all that stuff on your microphone just to get the narrator. Congratulations, you fail. Yeah, the other PV that's in the playlist has it, her voice. Nah, her voice fits perfect. I think she's gonna fit it.
She got a solid voice.
Yeah, the other PV has it perfect. She's perfect fit.
I'll check it later.
She might be a newcomer. Good newcomer. So, wandering a priority. Definitely a. That's definitely. I mean, besides the returning shows, it's easily probably my top pick right now. So yeah, good stuff. Skate Leading Stars, Kensei Maeshima, left the world of figure skating after his rival said, "You'll never beat me." Man, that guy was easy. It's like walking up and the rival says, "You'll never beat me." Crap. I'm out. Years later, he's using his athleticism, I don't know why I'm struggling over that name, to help several high school teams, never focusing on one. But when his adversary publicly announced a shift to a team sport, a kid familiar with Kensei's past finds and offers him an invitation to lace up his skates and join the world of skate leading. Nice. Suit is JC Staff. Drama, sports is the genres. Source is an original, and the director is Goro Taniguchi, who did Code Geass, made Maria the Virgin Witch, Revisions, and ID Zero. So solid director on there. I looked around the writing and scripts, but I didn't really find anybody that standout-ish. So it might be another case of somebody that works more in live-action dramas. So another pretty boy show? Question mark?
Yeah.
I'm asking the expert here, people. Hold on. Another pretty boy show? Chris?
Yeah.
What do you say?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure this is a pretty boy.
Okay.
I could be wrong.
You heard it here first.
I could be wrong. There's a very good chance that this is a just under pretty boy.
Yeah,
so
I guess
not quite pretty, but very handsome boy show.
Yeah. You're almost there, pretty boy show. You're almost there, pretty boy show. Yeah, I don't know. JC Staff is a solid studio. But I am curious how well they would handle at least figure skating. Because, I mean, it's just like with Yuri on Ice. It's a very intense animation. So I'm guessing they're probably just going to hide a lot of it with kind of more close-up shots of characters, which I guess will be fine.
I don't know. It looks like they're trying to animate a lot of it, so I'm not seeing any CG right now.
Yeah, it's almost similar to, like, with Yuri on Ice. I mean, you had a solid studio working on that one, but you technically realize very quickly they were just reusing the same animations over and over again, which, I mean, it worked. It worked fine. I guess in some cases they hide it better than others, so. Yeah, we'll see. We'll see on that one. I don't necessarily think they're going to probably animate much of it. I think a lot of it's going to be characters reacting to stills, if anything. But I mean, if they can pull it off, I mean, that'll be another selling point to it, other than the fact that it's almost there, pretty boys. Skate Leading Stars is the title. Check that one out if that sounds interesting to you. Back Arrow is our next one. Lingoland is enclosed by the wall. The wall covers, protects, cultivates, and nurtures the land. The wall is God. One day in Edgar, a village on the outskirts, a mysterious man named Back Arrow. Every time I read, I keep thinking Black Arrow. Back Arrow appears. Arrow has no memory, but he claims that that all he knows is that I came from outside the wall. Arrow tries to go beyond the wall to regain his memories, but is pulled into one conflict after another. And then they get a grim reminder. Sorry, I had to do it. Studio is Volan. The genres are action, adventure, fantasy, mecha, sci-fi. Wow, we don't get mechas often lately.
So is this like a mecha? This is the opposite of an isekai. It's somebody coming into your world from another world.
Yeah, true. an isekai. A reverse isekai. Yeah, it would be reverse isekai. We always say reverse to things, like a reverse harem and stuff. Keep it consistent. But yeah, a mecha show. I mean, what was the last time we had a mecha show? Was the last mecha show the...
It's a mecha?
Yeah.
I haven't seen a mecha yet, so...
I mean, it's all over the key art, and it's got a genre for mecha.
Sure enough. I'll be dead.
What was that? The last one we had, I think, was that one with the cute girls one.
It's so funny because they're
really
not...
Really last year?
The PV that... I have not seen a single mecha in this entire PV.
It's got to build up to it. He's got to unlock it.
No, I've already went through the entire thing. I don't think I've seen one mecha. I seen a spaceship from... because he comes down in a drop pod of some sort.
Like the cockpit for the mecha?
Maybe.
It might be destroyed and he's got to get it back. And this is all just the first episode. Yeah, it's odd to be a mecha, have it all over the key art and not show it in the PV. Because I'm always curious if they're going to do CGI, if they're going to hand draw it.
I think I seen him in a cockpit a second ago, but I mean, there's some electronics there, kind of like a control room, but I have not seen one. Now he's naked right there. Maybe it's a battle suit of some sort.
He is naked right there.
I don't know. No, I'm thinking that this is the second time I've been through it. I have not seen one mecha. I'll be danged.
Yeah, CGI is all right. The CGI on the mecha is all right. Very, very power mecha. Very, very much so power mecha. It's very... It kind of reminds me of Darling in the Franks, honestly. The character, the designs for the mechas look very like Darling in the Franks, where it kind of matches a personality.
Oh, yeah.
That might be fun.
It looks like it's going to be really weird. If the powers are based around their personalities and stuff, because there's a whip lady, so you know you're going to have a whip mecha. There, it's something have to do with rings. They really seem to like those stupid rings, so I'm assuming rings are going to be his superpower.
Yeah, and they all seem to transform when they put a ring on their arm.
Oh, is the ring the activation thing?
Yeah, it's like a bracelet they put on their upper arm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that looks like that's what his thing is, so.
Good luck to Studio Volin, though. Looks like a decently interesting original. The director is Goro Taniguchi, who again was the one that is doing the Skate Leading Stars. So that's two things that he'll be directing, one being a original, which is kind of scary. It's running for 24 episodes, though, so they already have established that it will be a two-core show. So two-core original, that's very rare. So obviously they have a lot of hope for it. But we'll see. Cool stuff. Again, Back Arrow. Check that one out if that is interesting to you. Hortensia Saga. When the Duke of Hortensia murdered the king, he unleashed a wave of chaos that spilled the blood of many. Brazenly building his kingdom on the ashes of the old one, his violent rule has left many orphaned in its wake, but now the king has the king's heir has come of age, living in secret as a man. She's remained safe, and the time has come to gather allies to take back what is hers, both country and throne. This would be done by Studio Leiden Films. These dramas are action, adventure, magic, and fantasy, and the source is a Vigia game. And it will be on Funimation. What? Is the video game part scare you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Video game adaptations have never led us to good things.
Raja Bahamut was all right. And
no, not even that one.
And Princess Connect Redive was a solid one.
Nope, not even that one.
And that's really, I think, all I have. It's literally the only two. But those two are really good. Really, really good. Yeah, nothing really to say here. I mean, I'm technically on par with you. I don't necessarily see something that's based off a game really, you know...
I'm just being silly. I'm fine. I'm neutral on it either way. If it comes out, because I've never heard of it, it could come out and be the greatest show that we've ever watched. I'm not. She's cutting her freaking hair. Never mind.
Mobile game. Yeah, mobile game. She cut her hair. Done. Cut her hair. Done. Chris's fetish with not wanting people to cut hairs. Yeah, Hortensia Saga, check that one out if that sounds interesting to you. Next one is Tenchi Souzo Designbu, or Heaven's Design Team. In Heaven's Animal... What? In Heaven's Animal Design Department, designers create a variety of new animals daily while contending with the unreasonable requests of their client, God. Funny, interesting, and full of useful information, this series answers questions such as, why can't unicorns exist? You're claiming that unicorns do not exist? What makes an animal taste delicious? What are the most powerful creatures in the ocean? And bird versus snake, who would win? You won't believe it's a manga series when you read up on the featured animals in the included encyclopedia entries. Heaven's Design Team will make your next trip to the zoo or aquarium 100 times this one. Okay, yeah, that was an old advertisement for the manga. Asahi Productions working on it. Genres are comedy, fantasy, and slice of life. The source is a manga. And the director is Soichi Masui, who did Chika the Coffin Princess and Sakura Quest.
I kind of really, really, really want to watch this already.
I will admit, and this is the inside baseball for this, is that we typically don't read any of the synopsis before we do the actual recording of this. And just based off the key art, I was kind of like, let's get this one over real quick. But the synopsis kind of sold it. So
now you watch the PV. They're pointing out a lot of the same jokes that or they're pointing out jokes similar to what was the one with the wolf girl who wanted to make the pack in the school. And you know how they were making fun of the koala girl for eating potty? That's in this. Hey, so obviously they're going to be making fun of jokes similar to that, where they're pointing out the absurdity of different species and it's like, okay, that why would that be in there? Well, so they're doing jokes like that.
That is Seton Academy, Join the Pack. I remember the Join the Pack part of the title. I couldn't think of the other part. I miss that show. See, I don't like the character designs. But this sounds like a fun concept.
I don't think that it's got to have a whole lot of production value. That's for sure. It doesn't look all that great.
Yeah, I don't think Asahi's really known for doing incredible stuff, but you don't really technically need much prowess to do a comedy. Comedies you can technically have mostly stills, and it's about the joke and how you execute it, the punchline. So, yeah. Heaven's Design Team sounds good. It'll be on Crunchyroll. So, let's see. Moving on, we have Praetor no Kizu, or Scar on the Praetor. After rebellion in the Akatsuki Special Ward of Tokyo, the government collapses and the citizens are left to fend for themselves. With divine tattoos that each possess unique powers, agents known as Scarred rise up to become the protectors of peace. But loyal to to three contending organizations, they will have to face more than just criminals in their order to serve their own definitions of justice. And this one is the Gohan Show. I'm crossing my fingers here. I'm seriously crossing my fingers here. Please, Gohans, go back to what made you great. Go back to MarDoc Scramble, the original K series. Go back to that style and that production value. We'll ignore that handshakers and W's and all that other stuff exists. Just chill out and go back there.
they are at full on CG world.
They've always been full on CG world. Just they do an incredible job of hiding it.
Yeah, they're at full trying to recreate reality right now. I mean, We've got Dagum. Freaking looks like they've gone. What is that? The CG computer system that's on Epic, the
Unreal.
Unreal. It's like they've got the entire Unreal engine going on right now.
Yeah, could be. Like I said, they've technically always have kind of CGI'd their world.
They've been trying to
hide it with like hyper lens flares and stuff like that. I guess technically to my point is I don't see the camera's not all over the place in the PV, and that's a good sign.
It gets worse later on.
At least the half that I've watched so far.
Yeah, the latter half, you can tell that they're doing the circling around everything and all that stuff again.
I mean, I'm fine with like straight shots. It's really where. Okay,
it just I'm to fine me, it with doesn't
a bit of it in the action scenes, which is technically the case in what you're talking about here. It's just the toning down, like a lot of that out of action scenes, like the shot with the girls walking in the classroom and the camera has to like pan 360 around her five times before she reaches the boy. That kind of stuff I want chilled out.
To me,
we'll see.
I'm fine with it per se. Like I said, my only real problem with Gohan's has always been the hyper saturation. To me, that's the only thing that I've never much cared for, because I absolutely love Gohan's artwork. I really do.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even much care about the backgrounds. I point it out mostly because this is the most blatant they've ever done. I mean, yes, I fully acknowledge
they're letting it get too detailed. Really, is what it is,
huh?
They're letting it get too detailed, and that's really the problem. And that's something technically I don't like. I don't like when you do have CGI stuff that looks too detailed, and it just doesn't look well with animation.
Yeah, that's what I was getting ready to say. Is the I fully acknowledge the fact that they've been doing it over time. Every show that we've been watching, it has been becoming more and more hyper detailed. This time, it's just flat out almost ultra realistic, and you've got fully anime characters on top of hyper realistic stuff, and it doesn't look bad. I'm not going to say it looks bad.
the beachside pan shot. I'm on top of the world.
It makes it so contrasty that you go, yeah, these characters are obviously not supposed
Thanks
to
Thanks for reminding
here.
Me that these are anime characters. And then what it is like every time you see something like super hype detail, it's like, oh yeah, thanks for reminding me I'm watching an animated show. I was enveloped in this world until you said, oh, by the way, you're just watching anime.
at any rate, the characters look good and the backgrounds look great.
Thanks for discovering Unreal, like two gen old Unreal engine. Did you get it from a swap meet or something? Now we don't have the new Unreal engines, but here's the old one. And that's one of those kind of troubling things. They make those engines so focused on like being usable by so many different studios and stuff, and it's like, it was only a matter of time before Japan was like, oh, we should start using that. And then it just like hyper detailed sits next to their anime characters. And then they go, eh, we should stop animating stuff. Let's just make it all CGI.
Yeah.
That's a scary thing. But I don't know. We honestly had a period of time where there was a lot of CGI focused anime shows. And I don't know that it was just they realized it was just as expensive to do and to license the engines and whatnot. I don't know. But they stopped. And again, I don't know if it was because the cost was just not there or the amount of the actual people that know how to use it was not there in Japan, or if those shows got like snubbed by the anime viewer.
which I would hope it'd be by the end, because I think a lot of people were kind of fighting against that surge of CGI stuff. So, yep, Scar of the Praetor. Good luck, Gohan's. I'm rooting for you. Please don't mess it up. Oh, moving on. Next one we have is Kai Bioi. Kai Bioi Ramune, or Dr. Ramune, Mysterious Disease Specialist. As long as heart exists inside people, there will always be those who suffer, and then something strange enters their mind and causes a strange disease to manifest inside of the body. The illness, which is called a mysterious disease, is unknown to most, but certainly exists. There is a doctor, an apprentice, who fights the disease, which modern medicine cannot cure. His name is Ramune. He acts freely all the time, is foul-mouthed, and doesn't even look like a doctor. However, once he is confronted with the mysterious disease, he is able to quickly uncover the root cause of his patient's deep-seated distress and cure them. And beyond that, dot, 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 dot. Beyond that, what? Come on. You're selling your show. You can't stop there. Anyway, Platinum Vision is doing it. They've only really worked on Devil's Line and Sounds of Life. The genres are psychological, supernatural, the source is a manga. And this one will be on Crunchyroll. So. I know, is this going to be Mushishi, basically?
I don't know. I really don't. I don't know what they're going for here. I mean, disease, and everything looks like it's spiritual stuff. So, okay.
Or Moros Mononoke.
Yeah, maybe.
Because Mishishi wasn't too... Moros Mononoke was like more the pretty boyish type Mishishi. Mishishi was more... Here's the story of the people that he encounters that are affected by Mushishi. Or Mushi, sorry. Yeah. Or maybe a shonen.
I mean, Mushishi. Both of them are going more for the idea of the spiritual diseases or curses. And that's really kind of what this one's doing. So yeah, I guess. I don't know. The characters, I mean, when I looked at the cover art, my automatic thinking was something. I mean, the characters remind me of the not Aladdin, but the
Magi.
Magi, yeah. And
how'd I know that's what you're thinking of?
Probably because you were you kind of got the same hint. I mean, that's kind of what it comes off. Kind of like that girl.
Your favorite girl on that show. The outfit kind of looks like it.
Well, her and the main guy looks like the guy who hangs around with Magi.
Yeah.
So yeah, the character artwork, that's where it looked like. But then when you actually watch the PV, you don't get that impression at all. I mean. I'm not saying I'm just saying this is my mindset. When I'm actually watching it, I'm looking at it, I'm going, what Andrew's reading and what I'm seeing here are two totally different animals. So yeah, I'm guessing it's got to be more along the lines of curses, diseases that are actually curses. And that's, so when somebody can't get their disease fixed, they go to him and he tells them, okay, no, it's actually a curse. And then he fixes the curse.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see where they go, because I usually, for whatever reason, these shows tend to work for me. But it's not actually talking about things from a, To give you an idea, the reason why I like a lot of the shows that go along this direction is usually because of the person to person moments, and it almost kind of like a the one with the cat. The one with the cat, the
Natsumi's Book of Friends.
Natsumi's Book of Friends. Shows like that where it's a person to person moment. And so you get a lot of those the tender moments of understanding this is what this person is going through. And this the way the PV is selling it doesn't look like that. And I hate to say it that way, but that's the way it's coming off. It's coming off almost like a shonen, for lack of a better term.
Right. That's kind of the same. That's what I was saying earlier, is kind of like a shonen mushishi.
Yeah.
What I was kind of getting out of it. Whereas, yeah, technically, Natsumi's Book of Friends kind of has a little bit of pretty boy tone to it. It's never really kind of sinking into that department. So I kind of find like mushishi be more like about the actual effects. And then, you know, Natsumi's Book of Friends is like about the effects, but more heart. This one looks more shonen. Moros Mononokian looks like full on pretty boy status. So they all kind of do the same thing, assuming that's what this one's doing. They all kind of do the same thing, but they fit that same kind of mold, where it's more about the effect than anything. So I follow you. That is Dr. Ramune, Mysterious Disease Specialist. We'll see on that one. That's not really grabbed me a lot, though, honestly.
Yeah, it's not me either.
Yeah. All right. Next one we have is Gekidol. Yes, Chris is back. I was like, when was this originally supposed to come out? And I looked through our archives and ended up finding we had it on our spring 2016 preview. So spring 2016, we were talking about this supposedly airing.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Gekidol, 5 years after Mystifying.
Yes, 5 years.
Yeah. 5 years after Mystifying. Okay, and I missed you. Totally missed your joke. I'm like laughing because you're laughing. I'm like, oh, what the hell are you talking? Oh, okay, yeah, okay. All right. Not really 5 years, but almost. 5 years after a mystifying disaster decimates cities across the globe, Saria Moreno receives an invitation from a mysterious woman to join the Alice in Theater, a small stage troupe that takes into it upon themselves to brighten the world through their performance using 3D hologram technology. As Saria settles in, she begins to uncover unexpected truths about herself and the world around her. This was being done by Studio Hoods Entertainment. The genres are drama, sci-fi. The source is an original. It's supposed to be a multimedia franchise, shooting more for like the live action idols and the anime and all that kind of stuff. And it will be on Funimation. So, yeah, the new PV is a lot better than the old PV. I remember the old PV, we were kind of joking about the fact that most of the old PV was, like, nothing but live-action shots of, like, Tokyo and stuff. Whereas the new PV actually has shots of characters, you know, normal characters. And I know that originally we were kind of a little bit concerned about this idol show because it made it sound as if this was going to be using, the show itself was going to be using 3D hologram captures of, you know, real idols. And in actuality, that's the story, is they're going to be doing that. So it looks like it's going to be actually animated. Normal. Now the stage performance, that's completely up in the air. They'll probably be fully CGI because they have an excuse now. Because technically, the characters are going to be capturing themselves and projecting holograms. So, yeah.
So the thing that uncover in the world is the big old hole in the world.
Uncovered. It was a disaster.
Yeah. So what did they uncover? I don't know.
I'm trying
to figure out something.
Probably who actually caused the disaster. they'll uncover that. Somehow,
it was the cute girls.
idols will figure out what caused the disaster. Not the government, not people investigating it. The idol girls will figure out what really happened.
There we go.
And it makes was a probably lot of sense. It was obviously caused by Gackt. The world needs more cute idol girls. Otherwise, we will have a disaster like this caused by Gackt.
Gackt in the world causes too
much
holes.
Too much dark goth Gackt. Yeah, that's Gekidol. Well, good luck to Hoods Entertainment that it will actually release this season. I don't know if an episode's out already yet, but we'll see. We'll see. Idolly Pride is our next one. This one is, to become an idol, I shed blood, sweat, and tears. Even so, I push on. I want to shine. I want to earn it. I want to become number one. I want to smile. Holy crap. I want to make dream true. I want to see it. I want to be noticed. I want to find. Is this like a crazy Yandere synopsis? I want to find it. I will have him. I want him. He can have no other. I will have him. I will kill him. I want to overcome
obstacles.
No one
else can have him except for me.
No one else can have him. He's staring at her. Why is he staring at her? They're looking at each other. How dare you? They touched hands. Anyways, no one is in the spotlight from the beginning. Everyone is weak. Only those who do not break will reach the highest peak to become an idol. This is the story of idols who face big dreams and harsh realities. The studio is Lurch. The genre is music. The source is original. Series composition is done by Tatsuya Takahashi, who did Idolmaster Cinderella's Girls, which I definitely did note that specifically when I seen it, because I personally absolutely adored Idolmaster Cinderella Girls. Fantastic storytelling, like insanely emotional ending to it. So it's an original series composition by that writer. Even though this is kind of one of those ones that normally would be like, hey, well, that synopsis was nothing, definitely peaked when I noticed that. So I'm definitely looking forward to this particular one. Your thoughts?
Sounds interesting.
You never finished Idolmaster Cinderella Girls, did you?
Yeah, I did.
You did?
Of course I did.
Okay.
I don't think there's an Idolmaster we haven't finished yet.
Well, I know that I originally all watched it alone. I just wasn't sure if you went back and watched it after I did.
I believe I did.
Probably from my gushing and not shutting up about it, you probably went back and watched it.
Yeah, I know I finished it, we watched every other one together, so.
Yeah, I seem to remember that was one of those ones that was like on a, one of those side streaming services that wasn't Crunchyroll or something like that. I can't remember, but. Yeah, a solid drama idol show done by a really awesome writer. Hopefully. That will spell success right there. I'm definitely looking forward to it. That's Idolly Pride.
I mean, the main character looks adorable, and the concept sounds great. So, I mean, maybe this is the one that we've been waiting for. The more realistic take on it, because I mean, it's really looks like
Girl screwed that one up bad.
Yeah. I mean, they did great the first season, and then after that, they crashed it. So hopefully this one's going to be the one that we're looking for.
Yeah, I was trying to think of the other one. There was another one that was recently done by, like, the writer was a actress, or an actress used to be an idol or something like that, and that just didn't have any heart in it at all. So, moving on. We have I Star Chu, halfway through the idol, or I Chu, halfway through the idol. I'm not sure. It has a star in it. Aiming to be full-fledged idols, the I Chu students enter the Etoile Vio school. However, with just few words from the principal Kuma, They are off to a grim start as the Aichus strives towards the individual goals through idle activities. A question gradually forms in their mind. What does it mean to be an idol? The Aichus struggle to find the answer to this questions, and to this question will be captured in every shining moment of their lives. That was a weird sentence. Anyways, studio is Les Deux. The genres are music. The source is a video game. The director is Hitoshi Namba, who did Fate Go, Frantic Gram, First Order, and Golden Kamuy, as well as Gosick. And this will be a twin engine title. So, this is definitely not a pretty boy show, is it?
I see a pretty girl.
You see a pretty girl. That's a boy.
That's very possible.
That's actually a man.
That is actually very possible. We've had plenty of shows where it's like, wait, that's a guy.
So the one with the braided hair, you're thinking that's got to be a guy. That's totally a guy.
Not talking about a braided hair.
That one. Okay. Yeah, the one that's in like the idol outfit.
Yeah.
Totally a dude.
The funny thing is I've always wondered in the process of becoming an idol, I've always wondered to myself, what does it mean to be an idol? I don't know about you.
I wasn't sure if that was like a misspoken thing or if you just like ran with it in my younger years when I was trying to become an idol. I often thought the same thing. What does it mean to be an idol?
It's kind of like one of those. It's similar to the other. I mean, she's wearing a dress. It's got to be a dude.
It's totally a dude.
It's like what other lower people they think about the meaning of life. Us idols, we think about what does it mean to be an idol, because this is important. Like life affirming questions that you need to ask yourself.
So that why they call themselves, I mean, typically they say chew whenever they're like kiss, like, so I kiss, and that's their names are I kisses. You think?
I suppose. I
think that's going for?
That's not important questions, Andrew. It isn't.
Obviously, I missed the boat on that whole thing. I'll find out when I watch the Aichus figure out what is it means to be an idol. So, yeah. Check that one out if that sounds interesting. I mean, I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. Moving on. We have Soko Musume Senke, or LBX Girls. It sounds like a mountain biking group. In an unplanned field trip, Riko is transported to an alternate Japan. Oh, I didn't realize that was going to be an isekai. Okay, there's another isekai. To an alternate Japan where metal-based life forms known as mimesis ravage the world. Only girls equipped with LBX armor weaponry can stand up to this scourge. Joined by four other displaced young women, Riko will have to adapt to save humanity. The hopes of a planet now rest on these heavily metal soldiers who desire one wish: to return home again. Sounds very Magic Knight Raid Earth. Was that like the setup for Magic Knight Raid Earth? I don't know.
It's possible.
It's been a long time. Studio is Studio A-Cat. The genres are action, sci-fi. The source is a video game. The director is Keitaro Motonaga, who did Dead Alive, Digimon Try, Katana Katari, and Get Backers. And that will be on Funimation. So mecha suit, magical girls?
I guess. They look like they got a staging area there for a second, and then they go right straight into it. Very CGI on the battle scenes.
Framey CGI, too. Ugh. Very framey CGI. Why? That is like the eternal question from all anime fans in the West is like, honestly, let's be honest, people. You know, if you have one of those questions you can ask every director in Japan, I mean, most, yeah, they'll claim that the question would be like, you know, why isn't there more of this, or why can't you get paid more, or but let's be honest. The question everybody truly does want to ask every studio in Japan at the same time and have it answered is, why cut your frames on your CGI? You really honestly, truly honestly don't believe that makes it look better. Don't act like it makes it look better, because it doesn't. Sorry. I just had to get that out. Framey CGI does not look good. It never has looked good. But it does. It does. It, honestly, it does. The show looks good. I mean, the character designs, the CGI character designs themselves look pretty decent.
I do get a kick out of the staging area. The staging area looks like kind of like one of those. When you get the mecha parts out of a box and you're getting ready to put everything together, it almost is laid out like that. Do you see that?
No, I must have missed it.
It's at around 16 seconds.
Oh, is it the staging area?
Yeah, I'm guessing that's a staging area. It just it comes off as almost like like you're pulling the parts out of the box and getting ready to put them all together.
I thought she was like, that's like where they, when they get isekai, they get thrown into one of those.
It might be. It's one of those silly things. It's like, that is actually kind of funny.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I guess my point is more on the idea that this has everything written on it to be like a show that most people kind of overlook, but for some reason it's got my attention. So we'll see. Besides my rant about CGI and frame cutting. We'll see. That's LBX Girls. Check that out. That sounds interesting.
It comes off, it's really the PV, and these are the things that are selling people on whether or not they should watch the show. And I'm not saying that they should go all out on the PVs, because then they have the opposite problem where they're selling selling it, and then they don't keep up with the quality in the actual show. But yeah. Really, this is what's selling whether or not we should watch the show.
Yeah. Or Talky Spirit's first impressions podcast, which will definitely tell you if you should watch or not. Last one for the new shows we have is, well, technically there's some shorts and stuff later on. Idols. So we have another. So that's what, three idol shows this season? I think so. Well, if you count the boy shows, it's technically like four, five, maybe. So yeah. Idols. The anime's production will use motion capture technology to capture the movements, and the voice cast will simultaneously produce voice recordings. Amazing synopsis. Good job on selling me on that show. Man. I mean, you almost have like the main character's entire story right there just revealed. Spoil the entire story within a synopsis. That's too much information, people. Calm down.
I almost guarantee you this is going, because just watching the PV for a few seconds, because it's only a 30 second PV. Half of it looks like it's going to be the main show, and the other half looks like it's going to be their little singing things. I almost guarantee you this is that People's Life or whatever that show was, where they just sit there and banter back and forth for,
yeah. With like really crappy microphones.
Yeah.
And that's the unfortunate thing. Like with that situation, it's like, it's not necessarily that the content was bad. It was just, it was badly put together. And I honestly, when I did see that particular, when that show was on, I forget exactly the name of it. they would have like these little skits where the girls would be sitting in the room and they would have this just this open microphone picking them all up. And it sounded terrible. They were peaking all the time. But it was funny because it was like it wasn't that the content was bad. It was like it was just a goofy banter between these girls. But it was just so poorly produced, it just didn't work. I mean, that's just like whenever we're putting together the podcast. When we had that, it was a few weeks ago when we had that first recording since we, you know, had the move. I was terrified to release that episode because I'm like, if you have bad audio, it ruins the experience like a lot. So I don't know. This will probably be the show that I don't see anybody picking this up, honestly.
Yeah, the banter shows are, well, Crunchyroll picks them up here and there. They're hit and miss. Some of them, I agree with Andrew. A lot of it comes down to the audio quality. And whether or not their jokes hit, because they can be very entertaining, because that's effectively the reason why the virtual idols on YouTube, the virtual idols on YouTube, why they're hit and miss. It's really on whether or not their jokes are, whether or not they can maintain that entertainment factor.
Yeah, and honestly, with a lot of the VTubers, it's people taking, you know, clips of, you know, 2 minutes worth of clips out of 6 hours of of actually broadcasting. Those moments that it actually works, so we'll see. That's, like I said, that's not looking that great so far. So yeah, that's all the new shows for the season. Let's see. Returning series, we have Attack on Titans, the final season is here. Well, it's been here technically. I think it started like in mid December. I think they're already like on like fourth episode already. The odd thing, of course, with this one is that MAPPA will be doing the final season and not Wit Studio. So apparently Wit Studio was too busy, so MAPPA's taking over the reins on it. Which technically, I kind of like, because granted, I love Wit Studio and what they've done with it. Wit Studio is terrible at CGI, and they've been doing more of it lately. Not they're not terrible with it, but it's not as good as MAPPA. MAPPA is very good at hiding CGI, even though it's there. So, and there's going to be a lot of Titan fights coming up that I think need a solid CGI studio to, or not a CGI studio, but a studio that handles CGI well. So, and then hopefully in the show, the spoiler will happen that Andrew's been waiting to talk to Chris about for a long time. So maybe I can stop having to wait for him to read the manga, and when the episode airs, I'll just go, okay, Chris, watch up until this point so I can finally talk about it. So, you excited?
Yeah.
Good.
It'll be nice to get that story out of the way.
Yeah, and the other concern we really had was like just how much the original group of directors and stuff have control over this. I think we found that the scriptwriter was going to be the same. But Wit Studio did a fantastic job of cutting the fat from the original manga in the anime adaptation. So I'm hoping that that same fat trimming that doesn't affect the story, and they do an incredible job of telling the story, is still there. So holding hope. I'm sorry.
We are missing. It looks like we're missing a new store or a new show.
Yeah.
The one that's on the outfits for ladies and gentlemen.
Outfits for ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, it's on Crunchyroll. I've seen it pop up several times. That was the other one that I've been interested in watching lately.
Outfits for ladies and gentlemen.
It's clothing shop or something like that for ladies and gentlemen. It looks like an isekai.
Was it this season or was it a previous season?
Yeah. I'm hoping it's this season. Otherwise, it was.
Or maybe it's an ONA.
I mean, that's possible.
I have no information on it, so not sure where it came from.
It's on Crunchyroll.
But Crunchyroll doesn't have any information for me, so all I have to do is say, that's the show. Look for it or don't look for it. I don't know.
Armor Shop for Ladies and Gentlemen.
Let me list. Yeah, that's an ONA. That's why I guess it wasn't there. It's finished airing already.
Ah, okay.
It's got a sequel that is...
starting this last year January as well. 1st.
There's another sequel
that all 12 was... episodes of first season. So we're season on
season 2 is what's airing now.
And it's a short?
Yes.
Ah.
So it technically is a returning series. Which maybe that's why I had it down here, maybe? I don't know if I
did
have
you
it
have it
here.
Down there? I didn't see it.
No, I don't. So yeah, there you go. Season 2 of of Armor Shop for Ladies and Gentlemen. Check that out. It's a short. 1 minute each. Good catch. Somebody would probably have been in the comment section, why did you not have this?
we miss shows Neverland. All the time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. Yakusoku no Neverland 2 or The Promised Neverland Season 2. Did you get caught up on that one? Are you going to get caught up on that one?
I don't know. It's possible. You were so excited about it. I needed to, but I still don't know that that's my favorite show of all time.
That doesn't have to be your favorite show of all time. You just got to stomach the torture every now and then. Yeah, the second season of Promised Neverland, definitely looking forward to that one. Was fantastic the first season I watched of it. Definitely ramped up at the end of it and have been looking forward to the sequel since then. I think it's been delayed since the COVID stuff, so it's great to finally have it here. It's going to be on Funimation, so... Dr. Stone, Stone Wars, second season of Dr. Stone. Pretty much looking forward to that one. That's honestly one of those series that I don't understand why I love it so much. I keep watching it.
I'm super excited about that one. I really do want to watch that.
Yeah. Good stuff. That time I got reincarnated as slime season 2. I still going to watch the stupid OVA of that one. But yes, that one's another one I'm excited for.
I'm even more excited over this.
Which?
The slime.
Oh, gotcha. ReZero, of course, is back. Part 2 of Season 2. Hopefully, we will get Rem back. the first episode was alright. I'm looking forward to more of it. Let's start ramping back up. The Quintessential Quintuplets Season 2 is here. So,
Andrew's still not sure if he's going to watch that.
The moment it starts detracting away from Best Girl, I'll just shut it off. There we go. She got a lot of focus last season, so.
They're Beastars second all season. Best Girl.
I don't know, dude. There's like only 2 of them that I like. The rest of them are kind of boring. Well, 3 that I like. Yeah. Beastars season 2. So look forward to watching that sometime late this year.
I'm very frustrated that that's a Netflix show. I really am.
Yeah. Season 1 was fantastic, and I can't wait for more of it. It's just unfortunate we have to wait so long. Just like the next one, 7 Deadly Sins, Dragon's Judgment. So we'll see that in a year as well. The 4th season of 7 Deadly Sins. It's incredible this show is still going. They're actually sticking to animating this entire story. So, good on them, I guess. Typically, with a lot of this stuff, they just kind of stop at some point once the manga gets enough attention. So, it's good to see this.
I do like that it seems like some of these shows are being more serious, or some of these studios are being more serious about finishing out stories.
Yeah, definitely. All right. Let's see... This is the weird one. We have 2 Cells at Work shows this season. We have the second season of Cells at Work, which will be a continuation of Cells at Work that we know. But then we also have a, like, spinoff Cells at Work's Code Black, which is supposedly supposed to be like a gender swap. So like the white cell's a chick and the red cell's a dude. It says a rookie red blood cell has been bustling about, frantically making oxygen deliveries all around the body, but his workplace is on the brink of going code black, drinking, smoking, stress, sleep deprivation, struggling to survive a life not unlike the brutal corporate world. What must the overworked cells be thinking at the end of the day? This is a tale about an inside of your body. So Legion Films doing that gender swap one. And David Production will be doing, of course, the second season of the original series, which they did the first season. So, very weird to have. And it's not like neither one is listed as a short. It's very weird.
Well, Code Black is just supposed to be a version where they, a person who doesn't take care of themselves.
Well, that was technically sort of the case with the first season. It was like, here's like different things that can happen to your body. It wasn't necessarily claiming that they were good with their body.
Well, yeah, I agree. It just, it seems like more along the lines of this is a body and how it reacts to emergency situations. Whereas Code Black seems to be, how does the body handle the stuff that if you just flat out don't take care of yourself? I would almost think that the cells in Code Black should be like overly beefy because they're so used to taking care of crap.
Right. That makes sense. The key art for the second season looks like, isn't that the cancer cell in the back? I wonder if they can have the cancer cell come back.
I honestly don't know.
Let's see.
I do see some beefy guy cells in the background, so hopefully I'm right.
Yeah. All right. So the other returning one that's going to be big probably for a lot of people is Log Horizon. Destruction of the Round Table is going to be a third season of Log Horizon. So, yeah.
Gotta seriously catch up on that.
Yeah, I know every time we talk about this, I can look up to see where I'm at on it. I know I was pretty close to finishing the second season. I think it was on the second core of the second season.
Yeah, I think that I got farther than you did, but at the same time, I didn't finish it either. I think you cut off at the first episode or two of the second core, and I got about halfway through the second core.
Yeah. Lots of databases. Excited for the databases. Database.
Yeah, I almost feel like starting from the beginning and redoing the entire show, but
I think that was what I ran into when I was looking into getting caught up. I think back when they first announced they were going to do a third season, it's definitely one of those things where you're like, oh, I should go back and get caught up. And then I'm like, but I don't remember anybody's name. It's very difficult to get kind of re-established into something like that when you just don't know. That's like, I mean, the other day, as an example, we had fired up Vikings, and I was trying to figure out where I was at in Vikings. I just started out the fifth season of Vikings, and I'm like, well, let me see if I can get caught up for the sixth season that's coming out apparently just recently. I just don't remember anybody's name. Like, I can't remember where. I don't remember who died, who didn't die. It's like crap. And this has been so long since we've watched this, or at least I've watched this, that it's gonna be really hard to get reestablished as where I was at.
I think we were reviewing that at the very beginning of the podcast.
And Crunchyroll doesn't have first season no more.
Oh yeah.
Wow. Crunchyroll, why, dudes? maybe it's because that was Sentai Filmworks that had that, right?
I don't know.
I think it was Sentai Filmworks.
Oh yeah, you know what? I think it is on High Dive.
High Dive, yeah. Yeah, because I was thinking, I think at some point I was, no, it's licensed by Funimation. Wow. For streaming. Home Video Sentai Filmworks. That's what it is. Okay. Shoot. Let's see. Ryzen High Dive. Yeah, it's on High Dive too. Very, very, very weird. Well, I guess a reason to get back on High Dive again. Yeah, that's going to be... That'll be a good binge, though. If I can get the time... It's like, this sucks because it's always like that every season starts. Like, I'll get caught up on it, and then I'll be able to watch the new season, and just it doesn't work. Because time. But I do want to. I do definitely want to get caught up on that one. And maybe this will be a good reason to do that. Let's see. Moving on. Second season of Yuru Camp. So that's exciting. Definitely looking forward to that one. That's about as good as these Yashikes you can get. Just relaxing. And then they did a fantastic job with that with the first season. Kind of establishing that feeling of relaxation and chilling out in the middle of nowhere. Hopefully they actually have they actually can bring in the girl. Who was her name? That was a girl that was like always doing her own thing and they kept kind of trying to bring her into the fold.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. We have Bungo Stray Dogs Wan, which looks like to be a chibi version of Bungo Stray Dogs, which will be done by Nomad and
probably going to be over there in the short section.
It probably end up, yeah, moving over. Big one. Nanambiori Nonstop. The third season of Nanambiori is coming out. Yay! Super excited for that one.
Yeah,
I need to watch Vacation. I bought Vacation. I need to watch Vacation. We were supposed to watch that before I left and moved. But I'll watch it and I'll give Chris a report card or a report on it. So, unless you can find it streaming somewhere. Could, I guess. But yeah, super excited for Nanambiori. There's not a single episode of Nanambiori that I do not love to death, so it's good to have him back. Second season of World Trigger. Woohoo.
Maybe. That's another one that I kind of want to go back and check out. We'll see what happens. I'm not making any promises on this one because that was a full year long show, wasn't it?
I think it was 50 episodes, so yeah.
Yeah, that would be a really tough one to do. So we'll see what happens on that.
Yeah. I'll let you handle that one. Uma Musume Pretty Derby Season 2. I was kind of excited for this. I mean, Uma Musume wasn't like the greatest show ever, and it was kind of lulling points all over the place. Unfortunately, not being done by Studio PA Works this time. That's the only big iffy. It's a new studio that's going to be working on it, Studio Kai, and they've really only done Kagaster of the Insect Cage for Netflix last year. So, very interesting choice, I guess. Now, granted, again, a lot of animation and the quality put into it sometimes can come down to budgeting, and they may throw a lot of budget at this to Studio Kai, and it might just be as good. It might even surpass what PA Works did, but yeah, I have a big question mark there on that one. And that's the unfortunate thing, is I think a lot of my reasoning for actually watching the original Uma Musume is that it looked really good. And so, if you can't keep that quality up, I'm not sure that I'll watch it. Your thoughts on New Studio? Or the show in general?
I'm excited. I do like the idea of it coming back. I'm neutral when it comes to new studios. It gives me concern, but until I actually see it, let me look at the PV. Maybe the PV will scare the crap out of me.
Yeah. Because was that a Cygames game? I don't think that wasn't Cygames, was it?
Yes, it is Cygames. And you know, Cygames loves to toss money around. So,
yeah, but if it was Cygames, wouldn't they have their own studio do it? Yeah, it is Cygames. Oh, Studio Kai doesn't look bad. Studio.
Maybe they just changed their name. It looks fine. It does.
I seem to remember
fine.
I thought they said they stopped their studio or something. I forget what it was. Yeah, a PV is going to look great, obviously. So we'll see.
Yeah, the PV looks just fine. I have no problems with their PV. So, and if their PV looks fine, I'm not saying that the actual production won't look bad, but it gives me a lot of hope for the show itself.
Yeah. Chris's favorite Sorcerer Stabber Orphan is coming back, so look forward to that one.
Yeah, you know, I was waiting for this, and it's done by my favorite studio, Studio Dean, you know, so...
Studio Dean, the one that brought out that amazing Shogun Roku Raku Shinji, right?
Yeah, actually.
I was tripping you up there. Studio Dean is kind of a mixed bag.
Yeah, that's really was more my joke.
Whoosh. Show by Rock Stars. The fourth season of Show by Rock is coming out. Definitely look forward to that one. Looks like it's bringing the girls from both seasons that we've had together, which will be fantastic. The original girls were probably my favorite. The new ones are definitely growing on me.
Yeah, I'm super excited about the fact to see them all together. Sam so
in Retori, best girl.
I'm just happy to see the show with everybody together. So.
We Cross is coming back as Diva Alive. Yeah. Let's see where
made
if
my
that's
jokes
go
about this
dark.
One already. So,
I'm not gonna repeat our jokes or anything, but we'll see. Unfortunately, I don't think that I see anything in the write ups about Mario Kata, which was basically the one that kind of pinned the original We Cross into what it was, I believe, but she hasn't really been prominent on a lot of the stuff after that original season, so we'll see if her flavor is still in this idol version of it. And then finally, Shin Chuka Ichiban 2, or the True Cooking Boy Master Season 2 is coming out, so look forward to that if you're into that one. For shorts, we have Azur Lane Bisoku Zenshin. Which is Azur Lane Slow Ahead. So, cute lolly Azur Lane characters. Yatogami-chan Kansatsu Nikki Satsumi Season 3 is coming out. So, look forward to that one.
So, you're going to be going and watching that one.
What?
I haven't watched it in almost 2 seasons, so you're on your own on that one.
The Yatagami one?
Yeah.
I don't even remember it. Did I watch that one?
Yeah, I think you liked it because of the accents.
Oh, was that... Okay, now I remember that. Yeah. She had, like, a crazy dialects and stuff. Yeah, I got you. I'm following. No, I think I watched the first season. I don't think I've seen the second season.
No, you watched the second season. I remember.
You're lying! Let's see.
Yeah, because you went and watched it, and I was like, I really don't care. So, and I think that the main reason you said you watched it was because of the accent.
World Witches Hashin Shimasu, or World Witches Takeoff. Is that still being done by that crappy studio?
I don't know. It's a stain on my wish list. I really, really need to get those shows off my wish list. That last season, I wanted to finish watching the one that we had, and I didn't watch it. So I'm frustrated with that show. I'll never get to finish those shows.
It's like, it's tailor-made for... This is like the weirdest... Now, I'm talking about Strike Witches. I'll get to World Witches in a minute. But Strike Witches in general is like, it's tailor-made for Chris. The tailor-made show for Chris that Chris has never watched.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Exactly.
It's very weird.
Let's see. Studio is... Okay, F. Yes. So this is the one that is being done by the worst studio that could ever have touched Strike Witches ever. Because they did the 501 Butai Hashin Shimatsu. And I'm sure they'll butcher this one as well. And it angers me a lot that they let the studio touch this show again. Because the other one was terrible, and this one will be terrible as well. So I'll be skipping this one. So Yamashibai is back again for its 8th season. I figured it'd be on 12 by now.
I actually haven't watched that show in, what, 2 seasons now? So I'm a little bit behind on that.
It sucks because it's so good. Like, it's actually good. I mean, it's not like high production values or anything. It's just really good stories. So, yeah, I want to get caught up on that one. The shows continuing from fall into 2020 will be Jujutsu Kaisen, which is going for 24 episodes, Higurashi When They Cry New, which is going for 24 episodes, King's Raid for 26 episodes, and Osomatsu-san 3 will be going for 25 episodes. As for ONAs, besides the Armor Shop for Men, Ladies and Men, or whatever the hell you just said,
Ladies and Tinku, gentlemen.
Tenku Shinpan will be coming out as well, which that's the one that Netflix is releasing in February of 2021. So they're going to do a full show drop in February. And that's the one that is high school student Yuri Honjo finds herself lost in a normal space where countless skyscrapers are connected by suspension bridges and mass figures mercilessly slaughter their confused and fleeing victims. To survive this hellish world, she has 2 choices: kill the masked figures or be killed. Yuri is dependent on, determined to survive in order to destroy this irrational world. But what will be her ultimate fate? Being by Zero G. I did notice that Toko Machida is actually working on this script series composition for this particular series, and she's the one that's done like tons of fantastic stuff. So. At least the series composition is going to for sure be really good, hopefully. Yeah. Looks very brutal, though. It's going to be very, very brutal. Mm-hmm. Chris's
That's
favorite.
Always good news. That's always good favorite. News for Andrew.
Favorite of Chris's. as for movies, apparently they're claiming that Shin Evangelion Movie 3 is going to come out. I doubt it. We'll see, though. We'll see. No, this is Shin Evangelion. This is the fourth and final movie. Princess Crown Handler apparently is coming out. First of 6 sequel movies to the TV series. I didn't know they were doing that. Did we talk about that? Yeah, I think we talked about that. I remember. Gintama the Final. Sequel to Seiko Yakuin Domo movie. Another Natsumi's Book of Friends episode that I don't have. This is an OVA or movie. Sailor Moon Eternal is coming out. So another... the first part of the Dead Moon arc for Sailor Moon Crystal. Excited for that one.
Oh, yeah? Yeah. I doubt I'll ever see it, though. I for some odd reason, I don't seem to get any of this stuff anymore, so...
Yeah, that's a movie for Natsumi's Book of Friends. I hope we can get it over here. Let's see. And then... Looks like an episode of Aria, the Crepuscolo, is coming out. Crepuscolo? Is that how you say that? Crepuscolo. And that will be a movie. Thought they were doing a TV series. Did not do that they were doing movies. Cool stuff. So, what is your ideas for best shows of the season looking forward?
Let me go back. I've already got 4 or 5 of them, so it'll really depend, because I don't want to put all of my hope on it. But I think that if any of them turns out to be probably the gem of the season, it'll probably be bottom tier character. Well, at least not the gem of the season, the show that'll come out of nowhere.
It's Wander Egg Priority, dude. It's going to be Wander Egg Priority.
No, that one is probably going to be the gem of the season.
Which is... it's both for me.
Oh, so you want to... You're putting them both in the same category. Okay, gotcha.
That's typically what the gem is the show that just comes out of nowhere. I don't know that we've ever separated them.
Well, right. I think that we kind of put one as we always end up going... I think this is going to be the one that we're really most excited about, and the one that I'm most excited about is going to be the Wonder Egg. The bottom tier character is just the one that I'm not sure that I'm really. It could go either way on that one. I don't know that I'm necessarily excited about it, but I'm definitely interested in it.
So what's your overall picks, or have you managed to put something together?
No, I did. I just I'm trying to think of what, because I was going to put Armor Shop as my fifth.
And you found out that it's a sequel?
No, I found out it was a short. Well, the fact that it's a sequel as well that kind of negates it from the list as well.
Being short doesn't matter.
Right, but at the same time, the other fact that it's a sequel, we usually don't put sequels on there anyway. So I guess Healer, redo of a Healer, is probably going to be my fifth. I've got Spider.
Us not putting the sequels on there is more for the fact that they're, like with ReZero, it's a given.
It's usually givens, exactly. So I guess technically I could still do it, but yeah, it's a short anyway, so... so I'm going to go ahead and put Redo of a Healer on there as my fifth one. But I've got Spider, the dungeon that only I can access. the last dungeon
Big character shock.
last dungeon character in a starter town. I love the idea. And then of course, like I said, Wonder Egg is absolutely, I'm super excited about that one. So yeah.
Yeah, there's so many sequels this season. It's kind of slim pickings. I mean, I'm kind of mixed on a lot of the Isekai ones this season. But outside of the Isekai shows, which I will end up watching all of them, I'm kind of more focused on Wandering Egg Priority Course is going to be my top right there easily. Other Side Picnic's definitely another one that's really piqued my interest, especially because of the synopsis and everything and the art style. Idolly, because of the writer, I'm hoping has significant turn on that one because I enjoyed Cinderella Girls so much. Other than that, probably Jobless Reincarnation is probably the only one that I'm kind of really has piqued my interest in this after doing this preview. Maybe it's because of Shauna.
Aren't you glad that I pointed that out for you?
I had to find her in there too. And of course I'm still looking forward to Scar of the Praetor, even though Gohan's been doing a lot of crap stuff lately. I have hope for them to mend their ways. To mend their ways and return back to the golden times of Gohan's. So yeah. But either way, I mean, this season's going to be carried, even if all this new stuff doesn't turn out well, it's going to be carried by the sequels, or the returning shows, honestly. But yeah, my gym's definitely going to be Wander Egg Priority. I just have hope for that. I don't know why.
I don't know. Either way, it's going to be a busy season, so...
I do have some hope for bottom-tier character Tamazaki, too. It could be pretty sweet.
It could, it literally has some of the most potential. I mean, Wonder Egg is almost a given. Bottom Tier has a lot of potential. And that's the thing. I think that anytime that something like that has been done, it's been done wrong, but it's one of those that's so iffy. It has a lot of potential, but it could absolutely squander all that potential very easily.
Which is technically what anime romance does a lot.
Yeah.
The will they, won't they's and the hyper drama sometimes gets a little bit in the way. But we'll see. We'll see, though. There's always the opportunity for potential there. So, yeah, it's definitely a packed season. A lot of returns of fantastic shows that we've been looking forward to for a while, and lots of other stuff to look forward to as well. Anything else?
Not that I can think of.
All right. Yep. Well, that concludes our winter 2021 anime season preview. We hope you guys enjoyed running through all these titles. It ended up running a little bit long, which typically it does for the previews because there's a lot of stuff to go over. But hopefully you guys found some gems in there that you guys want to pick up and dive into as the season is already technically taken off. There's a few of them that haven't had their first episode. Come on, don't blame us too much. Hopefully next time we'll be a lot more on time with this stuff. And as of course, next week we'll return back into our reviews for the fall season. We still have two more parts to go through on that one. And then probably just dive right into music and first impressions, and the cycle continues. But yeah, we hope you guys enjoyed this run through. Again, we're at takuspirit.com. That's where you can go for all of our anime, new and old, great community forum links, top social media links on the right side, and all that good stuff. And you all take care.
Os.
ならなきゃ。私にトラウマを刻んだこの場所であんたを倒す。誇りを取り戻す。まだだ。最後まで、最後の瞬間まで諦めてやるもんか。雲ですが何か、2021年1月より放送開始。